The future of a bill to cap county sales taxes at 2.5% is bleak. This after the House Finance Committee took up the measure earlier this morning. WFAE's Tom Bullock has the story.
The bill was shot down in a unanimous vote, and its fate was clear early in the proceedings. The bill had been cobbled together by a conference committee, and that, according to committee chairwoman Julia Howard, limited what the Finance Committee could do.
This conference report, we cannot change it in this setting. So if you do have a motion not to concur, which I would expect.
Representative Edgar Starnes jumped at the opportunity.
It sounds like you're expecting a motion.
So yes, sir.
Chair, I move that we do not concur.
Representative Starnes, could we finish the rest?
They still had six more sections to go through. The move means the sales tax bill will likely have to go back to a conference committee to work out differences between the House and Senate, something that seems unlikely given the General Assembly's desire to end the short session by Saturday. And a likely death of the sales tax cap is welcome news for Mecklenburg County leaders. If the bill became law, it would render moot a county referendum slated for this fall to add a quarter cent to the county's sales tax rate. The added revenue would go to local teacher pay increases and to prop up the area's struggling arts and science centers. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.